making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work.
You don't want to be left out, right?
Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
All right, so research was done on 16 festive films, and the most Christmassy movie has been decided, and it wasn't Home Alone or Elf.
What?
It was...
You're as cuddly as...
Really?
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
What about It's a Wonderful Life?
You know what? And here's the thing that it doesn't say. It doesn't say whether it's like the original cartoon here, whether it's the Jim Carrey version,
right.
Or even there was one that came out, I think, a year or two ago, another cartoon version, another animated.
Interesting.
So the criteria to determine the most Christmassy movie was made by elements in the movie, including the amount of snow, the number of Christmas trees, Christmas decor, and how many times Santa appeared, which I don't think Santa appeared.
Who did this research?
I don't know.
I question this.
It's a Wonderful Life was one of the movies. Love Actually.
I love that movie.
Nightmare Before Christmas, Elf, and White Christmas.
No Christmas Vacation?
No Christmas Vacation.
Come on.
Wow. What do you got?
So, David Prowse, he played the original Darth Vader. You know that music whenever he would come in the room.
You hear this music, it means run.
Exactly. He has passed away. He was a famous bodybuilder, apparently. And, of course, the body of Darth Vader, the character's voice, was by the infamous James Earl Jones. The actor was being treated for prostate cancer in 2018, but he, reports say, officially passed after a short illness.
You want to hear a funny story? I knew who James Earl Jones was before seeing Star Wars for the first time, because I think I saw Lion King first.
Oh, really?
Before seeing Star Wars.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny.
And when, you know, they take off his helmet or whatever, I was like, that's not James Earl Jones.
I know. Yeah, I was very confused. It's funny because I didn't know James Earl Jones' voice from Darth Vader, but then when he was in Coming to America, I'm like, that guy sounds like Darth Vader.
Yeah, when they pulled his helmet off, I was like, what?
Exactly.
I don't get it.
So, some good news if you've been feeling frustrated with not being able to use your annual pass at Disneyland. They've reportedly been sending refund checks to premier annual pass holders who purchased their passes for the park up front. So, instead of getting a credit or debit card credited online, the company has been sending physical checks to park goers. Disneyland will not be able to reopen until at least next year due to COVID restrictions.
Wow.
Wonder about Disney World, though.
I don't know.
It's been open. We went.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.